corn and wheat and barley and stuff like that. I don't know much about it.
Have you ever tasted any?
No, I don't like moonshine. I don't think I'd want it. I wouldn't mind having a little government whiskey on hand for sickness, but I don't want any of this moonshine stuff. They say it'll kill you.
Is it hard on people's stomachs? I've heard that it's caused a lot of people to have serious stomach problems.
It has, because it's so filthy, the moonshine liquor is.
So it's usually the unsanitary conditions.
Conditions that it's under which it's made, yes.
Well, when something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nose, you say to someone, just it.
Just smell it.
Right? You crush cane.
Yes.
And boil the juice and make what? It's real thick.
Syrup.
But if it's even thicker than that, what else might you call it?
Molasses.
And so you might say the are thick.
The molasses are thick.
And what do you call the sweet, sticky liquid when you put it on pancakes?
Syrup.
And there's a certain tree they get this liquid from, and they call that?
Maple syrup. But that's not grown around this area. It has to be shipped in here from up north.
If it's not imitation maple syrup, it's the real thing, you might say it's
genuine maple syrup.
And sugar, if it's sold retail already and it's put up in packages, but wholesale it isn't, so it's sold in
bulk.
What do you call the sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and the juice of either apples, peaches, or strawberries?
Jelly.
Are you making?
Jelly.
What do you have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
And if there are some apples and a child wants one, he says, an apple?
Give me an apple.
It wasn't these boys, maybe, that we're talking about. We might say it must have been one of
those boys.
Or suppose you're identifying a certain group and you say, it wasn't these boys, it was
those boys.
If you're pointing to a tree away off, you might say,
it's over yonder.
And suppose you were doing something or someone else was doing something and you didn't like the way they were doing it, you might say, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
And when somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
Speak louder.
What would you say to the person? If he speaks to you and you didn't hear what he said.
Well, he says, I repeat it, I didn't hear you.
Well, let's think of a question that you might respond if someone speaks to you and you don't hear what they say. What's a question you might ask?
What did you say?
Right, if we're talking about a man and he has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man
that's poor.
If you have a lot of peach trees, you have
an orchard.
When I was a girl, my father was poor, but next door was a girl
who was father was rich.